every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANOACAJPLASLASLAACRRRMMDRASOS, the other one. We don't speak for any of them, their guys.
None of them, their guys at all, not even the Anons.
None of the Anons.
No, we really don't speak for them.
No Al-Anon, no Narcanon, no Kohanon.
No.
No, whatever the other ones are, Over-Anon, or I don't know what, there must be ones for overeaters and everything. We don't speak for any of them.
Sex-Anon meetings must be a really drag.
Wow. You could probably go troll for chicks there.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty upset with their spouses.
Yeah.
Because their spouses are off, like, with porn or something. They're like, I'm laying right here in my skivvies, and they're not coming in here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
And Mark.
Sorry. Shelley.
Shelley's in the studio texting.
Away.
Is she texting, or is she...
She's sexting.
Sexting.
I'm texting. Sorry, it's my sponsor.
Anthony Weiner at Gmail.
But your sponsor?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, it's Anthony Weiner?
She sucks. From what I hear from her boyfriend. Oh, her husband, pardon me.
Whoops.
Shout out to Becky, by the way.
It's good to see her last night. Happy birthday, Becky.
Yeah, happy 12th
birthday.
Yeah, fortunately, Mark and I saw Shelly's sponsor take a cake. Did you see your sponsor take a cake, Shelly?
No, I'm giving her a cake at the Tuesday meeting.
Oh.
Oh, we saw her take a cake last night. I gave her a cake last night.
Yeah, so is she going to take it at the Tuesday meeting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hope someone else is there.
Why?
Because there's the one person that just thinks no one should take them till the end of the month. And tomorrow's not going to be the end of the month.
Oh, no. I'm giving her a cake on the last Tuesday of the month.
See, she's kowtowing.
No, she just, she can't be there this Tuesday, so.
Oh. Because I think actually her birthday was.
On the 12th. On the 12th? No, she's 12. It was on the
19th.
Yeah. Sweet. Shelly's phone is
a little
distracting right now.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I got my sponsor and my sponsee both texting me.
Well, just hook them up with each other.
Yeah.
Talk to your grand sponsor.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, in Salmon, Idaho.
Some fishing done there, I'll bet.
Yeah, salmon.
A Montana couple are in jail, charged with allowing their infant daughter to drink orange juice mixed with methamphetamine.
Who would mix orange juice with methamphetamine?
Well, apparently they had a party, and somebody mixed the meth with orange juice. Then they gave the orange juice a couple days later to their toddler.
Whoops.
And when she started...
Did they know?
This sounds like an accident.
They didn't know there was meth in the orange juice when they gave it to her.
Yeah, this sounds like an accident.
And then
it's
the
bad
toddler,
enough when you give your kid chocolate. Can you imagine giving your... How old? Three?
Infant.
1 year old.
Oh, 1 year old. I was going to say, can you imagine giving a 2 or 3 year old meth? Oh, my God.
Well, they started noticing that the child was behaving strangely and wouldn't go to sleep.
And its baby teeth were falling out.
You know, and it might have been... It might have been okay that it was an accident and, you know, okay, somebody did this, put the stuff in the juice and you didn't know, yada, yada, except for the fact that they realized what had happened and then didn't take her to the hospital because they didn't want to get in trouble.
I'd have gone to the hospital with the Minute Maid bottle and say, I don't know what happened.
So how did anybody find out?
Well, they finally did have to take her into the hospital because she got worse.
Oh. Well, and you know what the thing
is? Well, she ran out.
It's probably, yeah, baby's like, Barnes, juice! Juice! Juice!
Juice!
Juice! Juice! We juice! Yeah. Yeah. Gives him like four bottles. Well, because if you think about it, if someone's really trying to put meth in orange juice, like to get people loaded, there's probably a grip.
Yeah.
There's probably a grip in there.
Especially the further down you get in the bottle.
It's probably settled down.
In San Diego, undercover police officers chased a naked teenager around a Carmel Valley neighborhood Thursday afternoon before cornering him in his own bedroom and arresting him for indecent exposure.
In his own bedroom?
Well, he was 19-year-old Kevin Garrison. Neighbors saw him take off his clothes on an embankment overlooking their neighborhood. They called the police. The police showed up, and when they went to try to talk to him, he started running away. So he just ran through the neighborhood.
PCP?
No.
No.
I'm getting
PCH.
That.
Yeah.
Pacific Coast Highway. So they just basically chased him around the neighborhood until he ran home, and he ran into his bedroom where they cornered him. He was, let's see, they found him, the smell of marijuana smoke was emanating from his room.
Ah.
You know what?
But he's in Southern California.
I'm telling you. It's reefer madness.
That's right.
It was true. The whole movie was true.
I don't understand the whole running naked thing anyway. It's not a comfortable thing to do.
I wouldn't think so. Slapping the legs.
With bits flopping around.
Yeah.
Kibbles and bits everywhere.
Yeah.
At any rate, they left him in the custody of his mother.
That's all I need is a sack.
Was he naked then, or did they
let
him get dressed before mom took him?
Well, no, they had a discussion with him.
Yeah, put some clothes on.
Yeah, they had a discussion with him and left him under the supervision of his mother.
From the last show, we got to get that woman. She'll grab him by the testicles. He'll never run around naked again. He might not even hang out with any women after that.
When you have him by the balls, their hearts and minds will follow.
Yeah.
In Port Orchard. Well, I've forgotten to write down what
state
it is.
Oh, Port Orchard. It's Washington.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure of it.
All right.
My cousin lives there.
You've been there.
15-year-old Sam Sowers was suspended from school.
That's your cousin.
No.
was suspended from school and is prevented from attending the school dance.
What stupid thing did he do that he's getting to
keep? Well, he was tired of hearing his mother complain about how her high heels were killing her feet, so the two made a bet that he couldn't last a day wearing high heels.
That's cool.
So he went to school dressed in high heels and a dress. They were going to send him home for the day, and the student said that he thought the dean was being sexist. So, in retaliation, the dean slapped him with a suspension and has barred him from school activities.
I don't think that's going to stand. Now, where's Gloria Allred when you need her?
Yeah, really.
She's busy with Anthony Weiner's hooker.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's high profile.
I saw the picture of him. He looked kind of cute.
That's going to get that. I think that's going to end up getting thrown out, especially if it was with the under the auspices of his mother. They probably should have called the school and told him.
Well, parents have no authority over their children anymore, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. What was that other story? You can't spank.
Can't spank them.
Yeah.
Can't spank them, but you can wear make high heels. Make the guy wear high heels to school.
Yeah, make it was a bet.
Yeah, it was a bet.
Oh, gambling on campus.
Yep.
There's the out for the school.
The bet. Okay. The bet was made off campus.
Yeah, but it was being exercised on campus.
Oh, there you go.
In the UK.
Ugh.
This one made me chuckle.
Ugh.
Organizers of the... What's the big race going on?
Which big race?
I cut is it off the
cars, bonds, point. Cars, bikes?
The Derby? No.
Kentucky
Royal
Derby?
Ascot. Is that a race?
Mm.
Is this a horse race?
Yes.
I don't have any idea.
It goes on for 5 days. And the royal family shows
something
up.
Downs? Churchill Downs?
No.
No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a big one. It'll come back to me. Go ahead.
Okay. At any rate, at this big race.
Big horse race. Horse runs for 5 days, dies after three.
For the first time, organizers of the race have positioned white boxes at the turnstiles into which punters can place their drugs with no questions asked. Because these are drug-free facilities.
You know what I do? I would immediately go out and buy some kind of uniform, and I would go to collect
all the boxes
at the end. I'd be like, I'm here to collect the boxes.
The boxes are going to be empty. So basically, I saw the picture of it. There's the turnstile. People are walking in. There's a big white box with an opening at the top and a lock on it. And you're supposed to stick all your drugs in there. And like anybody's going
to
do that.
Listen, I remember when I went to see Van Halen once at the Long Beach Sports Arena. It might have been the LA Sports Arena. Anyway, we're going up, and they are confiscating tons of stuff off people. I mean, they're pulling weed out and just all kinds of stuff. And there is a dumpster that they're throwing stuff in. And the only thing I could think of the entire concert is, I'd like to get at that dumpster. How could I get at that dumpster? Because this thing, I mean, they're throwing bottles and everything in there. And this dumpster is probably a third full. A dumpster
full. Can you imagine the party 2 days later at the dump?
The homeless guys are like, thank you, God.
It's not even that. They call. They go, we need you guys to come dump the trash bin with all the drugs in it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
Yeah,
we're on the way. That's awesome.
Royal Ascot. That's what it is. It's on the second page.
Very good.
It was the Royal Ascot. I was drunk. They're calling it the Drugs Honesty Box.
Yeah, okay.
That's completely empty.
Lots of honest drug users out there.
Yeah. In Bessemer, Pennsylvania.
I can see some grandma putting her ibuprofen in there. Oh, I didn't realize. Let me put my drugs in here.
In Bessemer, Pennsylvania, a man was, Stephen Herman, was arrested.
Stevie?
After he armed himself with a toilet.
It's hard to shoot one of those.
The neighbors called to complain that he was being loud and throwing objects into his driveway from it. The second story window.
Booze?
Repairs.
Yes, he was drunk.
Yeah, of course.
So when the cops showed up, he threw a toilet out the window at them.
Wow.
He also threatened them with a whiskey bottle and a stick. They had to shock him with a taser to subdue him.
And then sat him on the toilet and left. That'd be a good picture.
Oh, listen to this. I was at a Home Depot. For people in other parts of the world, Home Depot is a supply store for building goods and things. And I'm there one day, and they've got the bathroom and kitchen setups, and there's this kid is peeing into one of the toilets. And of course, it's not an actual toilet. Right. The father's like, "Oh my God!" Yeah. The kid's just let. I'm thinking it's a good thing he didn't sit down. And I asked the guy, I go, "How often does that happen?" He goes, "We line them all."
Yeah.
They all have plastic down in them because he goes, it happens more than you would think. He goes, it's usually little kids, occasionally a drunk guy.
Yep.
So, yep. Well.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, now I've got something in my eye.
It's your called
finger.
An eyeball.
Your finger. I can see it from here.
Yeah.
Okay. Crisis averted. In Australia, a man who drank 6 bottles of hand sanitizer while being treated in the hospital for alcoholism has sparked calls for the antibacterial gels to be better secured. So now we got to lock up the hand sanitizer.
That's a rough way to get drunk right there. And kids
at
home, rubbing alcohol does not work. It's not that kind of alcohol.
Does not get you there.
No, and in fact, it can make you quite ill.
Yes. Not that I would know anything about that.
At Alfred Hospital in Melbourne, they were stunned when they discovered that the man had downed the 6 bottles of hand sanitizer, giving him a blood alcohol reading of 0.271.
Wow.
It does work.
Yeah, apparently it does.
Wow, Shelly, glad you reported that to everybody, that you could drink some hand sanitizer and get drunk.
Everybody didn't know that.
I didn't know it.
The 45-year-old had
and you
been...
Don't,
hold on, let me check and see how you change my sobriety date.
You know what? I would have to guess that you... I know for a fact you can go in and buy hand sanitizer under 21.
Yeah, you get it at the dollar store.
That's right. Wow. So you can go for 99 cents, and you can get enough hand sanitizer for $3 to get just ripped.
Yeah.
That's good to know, Shelly. Thanks.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah, because nobody's going to try it.
Ugh.
Yeah. Some guy's going to say, I went out, I drank hand sanitizer based on Shelly's story.
You think that's more disgusting than meth and orange juice?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
At any rate, he'd been undergoing treatment for alcohol-related gastritis at the time.
Hey, I got a question. If it's hand sanitizer that's scented, is that a fruit drink?
Well, they do have ones that are lemon flavor or
there you
lemon
go.
Scented.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yuck. I think I actually had a raspberry-scented one once, but it smelled really bad.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We're almost there. an Orlando woman, Orlando,
Florida,
was so drunk that she didn't realize her sport utility vehicle that she was driving had hit her boyfriend's motorcycle, killing him.
Ooh, wow.
Oh.
She went to, at midnight, she went to the Hideaway Bar in Orlando where she drank 3 beers and 4 white Russians in the space of an hour and 45 minutes.
That's some drinking.
She then, they were, she was following him home. They were on their way home.
Oh, God.
She was following him and apparently rear-ended him and then ran over him.
Wow.
And didn't realize it for like 6 blocks.
If you make up the story fast enough, it becomes believable.
Make up what story fast enough?
I was so drunk, he must have stopped that I didn't see him. So I rear-ended him and ran over him. Instead of, I was really pissed at my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I saw him stopped in front of me and I just crushed him.
He was trying to pick, he was trying to pick up another chick at the bar.
Yeah.
He was making eyes at the waitress.
So I crushed him.
We'll do one more real quick one because I really like this guy.
Okay. Is it a hero?
Well, he's kind of a musical hero.
Oh, I know what this story is.
He was a great guy. Clarence Clemons,
man.
Yeah.
The big man from the E Street Band, died yesterday of complications from a stroke he suffered last weekend. If you don't know who Clarence Clemons is,
then you don't know music.
Then, yeah, you need to go and get a copy of Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run and listen to it, especially 10th Avenue Freeze Out, which is actually a song about the story, a song about the time that Springsteen met Clemons.
Let me guess what the lead-out music will be.
I suppose we could.
Something
we
from
it.
Springsteen, I'm sure. And not only Springsteen, right?
He was
a session musician as well on like lots of stuff.
He even played with Lady Gaga. I mean, he's played with Aretha Franklin. He's played with, I mean, everybody.
Clarence had his own band.
Yeah, at one point.
I saw them.
What's his last name?
Clemons.
Oh. For a minute, I had a thing for Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
No, it was Clarence Clemons, and it was the Red... I don't remember what it was. But he has his own band.
Clarence Gatemouth Brown, great blues player. Yeah.
That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Jeez, we're back. Wow. We have a topic.
Little studio hijinks there.
A little bit. We have a topic. Mark has a topic.
You know, it is, and it's a relapse based topic.
Sweet, it's perfect for me.
Yeah,
I have a lot of
experience.
So
I'll just throw it out there, and you can talk about it for the next 15 minutes. Because I don't know.
People at home will be talking about it too.
Yeah, I know. Somebody asked one of their sponsees who was talking about not sticking around the program to, you know, we've talked about playing the tape through to the end, but literally asked him, what do you think, if you went back out again, what would the first hour be like, and what would the last hour be like, assuming you didn't die? Because I know what my last hour would look like.
Yeah, mine would probably be dead.
Yeah, mine would look like shovels and dirt and boxes and stuff like that.
Sure. But if you went out, what would your first hour be like?
Probably very fast and panicky. because I'd be doing it behind your back, so I'd have to, like, hide. And just, you know, actually, I just had a drinking dream
those are
night
cool.
before last. And
freebie.
Those are cool, aren't they?
No. God, I hated it.
Oh, really?
And for some reason, I wanted to have a whiskey and soda, and I actually told you in my dream that I was going to have this whiskey and soda, but it was horrible.
And you handed her yours.
Yeah, so.
What did I tell you in the dream? Go ahead.
No, you said that I would be kicked off the show.
Oh, well, clearly, yeah.
Yeah. And you were going
to
leave.
It's tough to be on a recovery show if you're loaded.
Yeah, and you were going to leave. And I did.
Wow,
anyway.
That was really a setup from the other night.
It was?
When you were talking about maybe not wanting to be on the show because you felt you weren't carrying the message. So if you drank, you could get off the show.
That's why you had the dream.
A self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, jeez. Well, my first hour would probably look a lot like that. Sort of rushed and panicky trying to get it in behind your back.
Yeah. What would your first hour look like, Bruce? We'll cover these one at a time.
I think my first hour would be preparation.
No, you've already prepped. First hour, use it. Out.
Oh, first hour using?
Yeah.
I'm in a bathroom by myself with a load of dope. And I am listening at the door to make sure there's not someone in the other room because I know they're there. I'm pretty damn sure they're there.
What are you using?
Cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. Although,
it?
You know what? If I really, really and truly look back on all the relapses I had in my life, there's a really, really good chance I would drink something first. That's how I discovered I was an alcoholic, because I almost always drank first. So I would probably be in some social situation where the thought would cross my mind and I don't have enough spiritual connection that I would drink first. And once I realized I drank, then I'd go get what I'd really want to do, which would be cocaine. And I would spend my first hour would, in my first hour, I'd be in a bathroom. For sure. Mm-hmm. With a load. How about you? What would your first hour be like?
I think a lot of confusion. But I also think I'd be really high. Because it's been a long time since I put anything in my system.
Well, you know what? My first hour?
Yeah.
I could very, very likely be dead because...
But this is assuming you don't die.
Oh, assuming I don't.
That's right.
Die.
I put that caveat in there. Because, yeah, I could do that one real easy. What'd it look like? I'd be dead. But
yeah, because I would almost for sure go back to trying to do the amount that I used to do, which would almost for sure kill me.
Yeah. But, you know, we'd get over the guilt real fast.
I'd overdose for sure. Yeah, I might not die, but I'd overdose.
You know,
I'd flop like a fish on the floor
so,
for a while.
Shelly, what would the last hour look like?
Well, probably the first half of the last hour would be with my head in the loo. Because when I drank a lot, that's almost invariably where I ended up. I can't tell you how many times I don't even know if you knew this. One of the main reasons why I actually have a trash can on my side of the bed, which is now covered over with other crap, is because a lot of times I just roll over in the night and throw up into the trash can.
I did not know that.
You did not know that?
You are a sound sleeper.
Oh, yeah. Once I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then
I spent 21 years being awake.
The second half of that last hour would be me passed out. I mean, that's what always happened.
Bruce, how about you? Last hour.
Last hour... To be honest with you, probably wouldn't be that different from the first hour. I would still be in the bathroom. The difference is I would now be out of drugs, because certainly the last hour is when I ran out.
Yeah.
And a lot of guilt and a lot of shame, because now I'm out of drugs, and I'm figuring if it's my last hour, I've already run out of ways to find more money and get more money, so now I'm done. I'm out. And I have a lot of guilt and a lot of shame, and I am running through 75,000 scenarios in my head on how I'm going to cover this up somehow, which is probably not going to work. But I'm going to be spending a lot of runtime on my cranial computer on how I can get away with hiding all this. Because you know the way, at least coke addicts, I'm going to figure out a way. I think I'm going to figure out a way. And as time goes on in that hour, I'm going to realize that there is really no way to cover this up. And now I'm going to figure out which recovery house I could put myself in to try and dodge all the bullets that are becoming my way.
I was wondering if you were going to get there.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm for sure going to do something. I'm going to put myself in somewhere to dodge the large amount of shit that's going to be coming my way. How about you, Mark?
You know, I mean, the last hour, just the... I now have stolen from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I have used all I can use. And I know I need to go to a meeting. And I know I can't go to a meeting where anybody knows me. So I got to get well away from this area because there aren't a whole lot of meetings around here that I can go to where somebody's not going to know me.
And you spend all your gas money on getting loaded.
Because if there's still money left, I'm still getting loaded. So it's just, I know that I'm shaking and sweating.
Oh, yeah. Your shirt's not looking good.
No, and because I'm out. You know, my shirt's not looking good because I haven't slept or showered in a few days.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's just the thought of what the last hour could look like is what keeps me from going and doing the first hour.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's just, you know, it's we've talked about it a lot on the show about, you know, playing the tape all the way through to the end. And that's really what that question cuts down to in a nutshell is, you know, once you play the last hour through, do you ever go do the first hour?
Not really.
Yeah, it gives me no desire to.
I've shared it before. My
Shelly's getting attacked.
I've shared it before. My thing is that
Mothman.
I am going to go get as much dope as I can get with as much money as I've got, and I will go to the ATM 5 minutes before midnight and 5 minutes after midnight. And when I run out again of money, I'm going to steal whatever I can. I'm going to have the open house garage sale, which is anything my dealer might want. Is up for sale. Anything my dealer might trade for is up for sale. And I am going to get as loaded as I can. I'm going to get pulled over. They're going to get me for DUI or whatever, driving under the influence.
Possession.
I am going to go to jail. I'm going to go to court. They're going to give me a court card, which is going to send me back to a meeting, which is where I was in the freaking first place.
That's right.
So why go?
Read page 456, do exactly what it says, and go to a meeting.
You know what? I think I was looking on the wrong page. Because in 456, yeah, at least in the
454,
big book,
actually.
Yeah, that's back in the personal stories. There's not really any blank pages.
454 in the third edition is blank.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Because right I after, did find another one that I sent my guy to, which was like 419 or
right
something.
Right after Dr. Alcoholic Addict.
There's actually a blank page?
Yep.
Yeah, there was. In my third edition, I ripped it out and wrote a note on it for somebody.
Perfect.
You destroyed
so
your
Shelly,
big book.
Go do what that page says.
Yeah.
I don't have that page.
Well, you wrote your number on it, so you're going to call yourself in case you're drinking.
You know, you guys, I'm easy compared to you guys because for me, it's going to cost me maximum. I mean, absolute maximum. If I really drink all I can drink, it's going to cost me maximum $20.
I was thinking about that.
Doesn't even get me to where I need to go to get started.
Yeah, you guys have a lot more. I have a lot of trying to fix things after the fact because I'm not awake when I get to the last hour. So I've got to fix it once I wake up, which by that time I've already been discovered. Yeah. So I've got to do some fairly hefty tap dancing to try to repair that.
Yeah. And Gene Kelly.
You don't just get the efforts?
Oh, well, I have in the past.
Yeah. Okay, I'm drunk, all right?
Yeah.
So what? Big wow. Take your program, stick it up your ass. It doesn't work.
Like that's what
it doesn't work.
You sit around, you get to that point where you're going to try and figure out the best way out of it, and there's not really a good way out of it.
No. Well, and another big difference is that you guys would go well away from this area. I would go back to the same meetings.
See, I'd have choices to make at the beginning, though. Like, you know, you would go slam.
Yeah.
You would go drink.
Right.
Am I going to snort coke?
It's a waste.
Am I going to smoke Coke?
Still a waste.
And if I'm going to smoke it, am I going to buy crack? Or am I going to go and do the old-fashioned freebase that I know how to do so I can smoke really good Coke?
This is going to happen 8 more times.
I was at a dinner after a meeting the other night, and we started having a conversation about freebase versus crack. And by the time we got done with the thing, you could see everybody at the table was kind of rubbing their noses and scratching their arm a little bit. It got to be a pretty intense conversation. Sneeze again, Bruce. Bless you.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen multiple more times. Okay. This really sucks on the air. Yeah. I think that, I'd go straight to the needle. Why would I snort?
'Twas the needle and the spoon.
Yeah, I'd go straight for it.
With a trip to the moon.
Here it comes again.
Here you come again.
That was a weird one.
That was right into the microphone, too.
Yeah.
No, I went.
Yeah, you went right into the microphone. See that spike right there? Yeah.
There's a spike.
That was you.
Sweet.
Nice job. Let's just all wait around for Bruce to sneeze one more time.
It's going
to
happen.
Here we come. Here we come.
I'm
yeah, here. Here we come.
Gesundheit.
Wow.
Let's sign off.
Shelly. He does this. He gets like 10 sneezes piled up in a row.
Shelly, who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go and read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Didn't happen. I thought I was going to sneeze. Mm. Could be over.
False start.
Mark, who's our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go on to our recovery 101.net page and scroll down
and click.
Click on In the Rooms.
As you should with all our sponsors.
That's right. And it will take you directly to the page where you can put up a profile and you can go and join the A of your choice. Could be listened to at family hour, so I made it a little different.
Yes.
You can go and listen to speaker tapes. You can enter chat rooms. You can just find all kinds of people that are into recovery there. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101.
Sweet.
Which is our little corner of the universe. And you can listen to the show while you search the site, and it's absolutely free of charge.
That's a bargain at twice the price.
That's right. That's right. You can offer to pay double.
Sweet.
But go on up and check it out. It's great.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com. Recovery101radio@gmail.com. Recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join our crack advertising staff, you can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. I was just thinking something.
What are you thinking?
There's a potential salesperson hanging around. There is a potential salesperson hanging around that's
great.
Come back around lately.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen him in a while. Her, actually. She's been coming to meetings.
Yeah? I haven't seen her yet.
You know the story, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
It was just a matter of time.
And we got videos at youtube.com/easylooking, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Sweet. Shelly, who's that lead-out music by?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Which song do you think you're going to do?
I'm going to try for 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
I have it.
You have it?
I've got it on at least two different CDs.
I can get it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it. Oh, and you know what?
What?
Shout out and sympathy to the family of Clarence.
Yeah.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.